Do you have questions for me?
I did.
Yes, sir.
Tell me about Zoom if we get in a situation where we need to have.
Okay.
Couldn't come here for meetings. How are we?
So see this big contraption behind you?
Yes.
Okay. Is that on? Okay. So Zoom, you've heard of FaceTime, Skype, that kind of stuff.
Right.
So Zoom is another one. And so I went ahead and set up a Zoom account for the county that we can use on this big guy back here to make it to where the public can join the meetings through Zoom. Or, you know, if you guys aren't here, you can also through Zoom join and be part of the meeting as well. And so basically what it would entail is I just go on the website about 15 minutes before the meeting starts and I create a link that people can click on and they can join. The current technical limitations we have is 100 connections is our max. We can get more, but the price goes up considerably. Right now we're only paying $15 a month for what we've got. I don't know if we would need more than 100. We haven't done it. So, of course, with, let's just say you got 100 people connected, you've got that many people on microphones. So, we would mute everybody so that you don't have, because even if people aren't talking, you got a dog barking in the background, kids running around, whatever, that's still noise. And so, you could mute everybody, and then there is a little chat window that you can open up on the side. And I've been a part of the ones for, like, the school district and things, and it worked really well. You've got a moderator who sits there and watches the Zoom stuff. And people can put their questions in chat. And so, like, you guys can be doing whatever business is going on, and then you can open it up for questions. At that point, the moderator would start reading the chat log, and then they would pose the question. Or you could always have the person put their name in that asked the question, and we could unmute that person for them to talk to you so that you don't have to do everything just through chat. This, yes, sir?
So you do that, like the three of us or four of us would be sitting here with a computer?
No, it's all right there.
It's there.
Yeah, that thing.
We got to have our, or some, who's going to be telling us? Who makes the decision on whoever is back
there? Whomever you want. You could have me in here watching the chat. You could have Charlotte doing it. Whoever you want. That doesn't really matter. And so whomever you choose to be the moderator, be it me or somebody else, can be watching all that chat. And then, you know, when you guys open it up for questions, and go back through and say, like, okay, well, Joe Johnson said, ask the question such and such. At that point, you guys can either answer it without unmuting him and letting him talk, or we can unmute him and he can speak.
So it'd be just like a meeting, then.
Yes, and I was actually in here, not this Sunday, but last Sunday, and I tested it out. And the microphone built into that thing picks up everything in this room. I was standing in that corner, facing that corner, talking. And I had my wife helping me test it. She was in the other room on a laptop. And she could hear me talking from that corner just fine. So the microphone in that thing picks up this whole room. So if you guys want, after the meeting, I'll bring in my laptop and we can do a little test thing and you guys can see how it works. That's what I was going to come back and talk to you about last week, was that.
I'd like to see that.
So I can kind of give you a demonstration. That way you know what to expect when you start using it for the meetings. So after the meeting's over, I'll go get my stuff and I'll come back. If you'll give me a call when the meeting's over, and I'll come back and we'll do a little demo type thing.
We could have that meeting. You could be at home under a condition where you couldn't travel.
Yeah, you can. Yeah, because Zoom, you can put Zoom on a Windows computer, a Chromebook, and a smartphone. The app installs on all kinds of stuff. And so, yes, it would be possible.
So, if I was quarantined at home,
you can still
that's
be
where I'm headed.
Yes, you can still be part of the meeting. Correct. So, I did have a couple other quick things, if you've got a minute. Okay, so I've had at least one department, Matt, asked about call forwarding from his office to his county phone. So say they were working at home or he's out in the field doing inspections and somebody calls and nobody's there. He wanted to be able to call forward those outside calls to his county cell phone so he can still answer the phone and do business. So I posed the question, Kansas Communications, on, will our system allow this? You know, can we make this work? Short answer was yes, but they have to come do some programming changes to accommodate doing all this. So that's probably going to be about, I'm guessing, around $150, because we've got to do a lot of programming, and maybe I've got to come here to do it. And so if you guys want me to, I can authorize them to come get all that ready so that if we want to do the call forwarding thing, we can just basically flip the switch and go.
And this will be, again, can you tell me what this will do again?
So, okay, you're a member of, you're wanting your septic tank inspected, right? And Matt is the only one working because the others are off or they're all working from home or whatever. So you call his phone line here in the county office.
Right.
This would be a call forwarding thing to where instead of nobody answering because nobody's there, our phone system would forward that call to his county cell phone that he's got on his hip. Yes, sir.
Will it do it to all the offices?
That's what I want to get set up is yes. So that's why we would need all that programming change.
Okay. But how do you turn it on and off?
There, so I would have to come up and show you what's going to have to happen for our system is they're going to have to take one phone in your department and they got to reprogram that one phone to be kind of like the owner of the line. So it's not going to matter to you guys in your day-to-day operations, but that's what they have to do. So we have to go to that one phone we've designated as the owner phone, and we type in a key sequence. Basically, it's like #6011, then the phone number, and then #, and then that's programmed to where if anybody calls that line from the outside, anybody from the public, instead of it ringing in the office, our phone system will automatically forward it to whatever phone number we put in there. And then you can hit another key sequence and it'll remove it. I can ask him if we can, you know all those buttons? I can ask him if we can program one of the buttons on your phone to just automatically do it, but I don't know.
Would it not work to, on the answering machine, just say I'm out of the office, please call and give your cell phone number?
Yeah, you can do that too. That's another option.
The problem is we get umpteen jillion calls for you.
Mm-hmm.
That you can't even understand what they're saying.
I know. So this is just an option. You don't have to use it. If we put the programming in there, it's available if you want it. If you don't want it, you don't have to use it. You can still change your voicemail. This isn't going to be a permanent thing.
What I was saying, worst case scenario, we couldn't count. You could still conduct some county business.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Does that eliminate the 1040 number if you call them like the public works?
No, it's
and
not.
Nobody answers at that point. Is it going to go ahead and bring it into that number? Or is it going to default to the 1040 number?
The 1040 number is a dummy number. Whenever our phone system places any phone call out, it has to go out one number, and that's the 1040 number. So it's what they call a phantom number. And so, no, that 1040 is always going to be there.
But if I called in
at
5:15 in the evening, public works, is it going to give me that 1040 number? Or...
Okay, ask that question one more time. I'm sorry.
In the evening, if we call public works,
yes,
will it forward that call on to whoever's on that phone? Like that?
Yes, it will.
And that would solve the problem of not getting anyone.
Uh-huh. So. Yes, it would. Well, as long as whoever's at the end of that would answer.
Where are they? Would you have calls forward?
The only way we'd do that is if we totally shut down.
So we'll go back to the answering machine and probably take care of everything.
I'd sure use it.
It's just, it's an option. I've been exploring everything that I can think of that would facilitate being able to work remotely if need be, and that's one option. If you just want to have the recording change to we're out of the office, call this number, that's fine. Because with our current voicemail, we can set up multiple greetings. So like greeting one is... we're not able to come to the phone right now. Greeting two could be, we're out of the office. Please call this number. and then they can just dial into their voicemail and change whichever greeting they want. So that's already there.
So what does it cost to set it up?
Well, it's probably going to be around $150 for them to come and do all this, the labor, basically. But I don't know for sure. That's my best guess. I'm just kicking around ideas with you guys. So the other thing that I have is I went around to all the departments and I asked, you know, if we needed to work from home remotely, you know, nobody's coming up here. Okay, so from my standpoint, I was trying to find out what everybody would need to do and would they need network resources of things that reside up here. And what I'm really talking about is our servers. So, you know, the data that are on our servers, you've got to be up here to be able to access it. The only way to remotely access it would be through what they call a VPN connection, virtual private network. Basically, it's an encrypted tunnel between here and wherever you are. Okay, so currently we have three licenses for a VPN connection. The hardware that I have in place, we cannot add more licenses because it's out of maintenance agreement and the unit is old enough, they wouldn't put in a new maintenance agreement and add more licenses. So that's really kind of a dead end there. So I was looking at other software options, and this one, there's one called TeamViewer, and basically it allows you to remotely take over your computer from somewhere else, like you were sitting there. So I explored that, and I looked at the price, and I looked at a couple others, and we're looking at anywhere from $400 to $500 for six licenses per month.
For what?
Six licenses per month, $400 to $500, which to me is an exorbitant amount for what we're talking about. So I talked and to all the different departments, and there would be a total of six that would absolutely have to have connection up here to be able to do what they need to do. So kind of my thoughts on it were, if it is that important that you've got to be able to do that, and if it's only six people, whatever that has to be done, save the $500 a month, those six people could probably come up here and do what they need to do and then go back home. But that's kind of what it, what's your opinion?
Yeah, how much?
$400 to $500 a month. It was pretty expensive.
For
six people to be able to access. The other option would be we'd have to replace our firewall, and that would be quite expensive. Much more than $400 to $500 a month. So
what departments are those?
I wrote it down.
Because I think that's a there's really no way we can work with them.
Okay, so Public Works, they said Sue Ann would need to be able to have access because all of Public Works' files is on a file server up here. Appraiser's office, they have two employees that need to do stuff heavily in ComTech. ComTech is on the AS400, which is up here. Treasurer's office said no. Zoning, Matt said that he would need one because all of their files is on a file server up here. Deeds, they said one because, again, their server, all their files are up here, so they would need one. And then the clerk's office, they said if need be, maybe one, but probably they could get by without it. So that would be five, but if I counted one for the clerks, that's six. And then I myself, I'm going to have to keep coming up every day anyway, because I've got backup devices I have to trade out and things like that, so I'll have to come in regardless.
Well, we are too, because they've already said there'll be no changing on the election date. So
okay.
We will be there. We would have no need to work from home.
So, like I said, this is just options I've been exploring, you know, in case that comes down the road. I've just been trying to come up with any information I can give you guys so that you're not blindsided by anything.
How long does it take to put all this in?
I could have it ready in a day or two. But
we're on a theory, that's what I'm thinking.
Yeah. So like if we have to, I'm just trying to make plans for in case. So this is what I'm finding. This is what I'm seeing. So I just wanted to make you guys aware of it. I'm not asking for really any action unless you deem it necessary. So.
All right.
But on the Zoom thing, after the meeting, I'll give a demonstration and show you exactly how it works.
Okay.